Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on the Honda you'll love. I'm Winston Harris, and here's what's happening. A police officer remains in critical condition after investigators say he was shot while on the job. As KYW's Nina Barati tells us, police have identified the man accused of shooting at the officer.
Officers doing a traffic stop Saturday night in Kensington were looking at what was inside of a pulled over car when Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel said they spotted a holster. Then a man identified by police as 36-year-old Ramon Rodriguez Vasquez started to run off.
As that male fled from the location, he fired three times at the officer.
Bethel said the officer was hit in the neck. It happened around 8 o'clock near Tioga and F Streets, and the 31-year-old PPD officer was taken to the hospital, where he's still in critical condition per police.
At this point, we do not have any indications that he returned fire. We definitely know that his partner did.
Mayor Sherelle Parker said at a Saturday night briefing the officer is a husband, a father, and has been on the job for about 6.5 years. Officials announced a long list of charges against Rodriguez Vasquez, including attempted murder.
He's also been charged in relation to a home invasion when sources say he forced his way inside of one to hide from police before he was taken into custody. Police have identified the woman they believe was killed in a domestic-related incident over the weekend. They say 20-year-old Milan Jones was found in a North Philly apartment just after 4 a.m. Saturday with apparent blunt force trauma. Temple University released a statement confirming Jones was a third-year nursing student at the school. Police arrested and charged 21-year-old Tymir Lackey with murder and other offenses. Temple says Lackey was also a student at the university and was placed on immediate suspension from the school. One person is dead and multiple people are injured after two separate three-car collisions in Philadelphia Sunday. The first happened along the intersection of 20th Street and Cecil B. Moore Avenue a little before 1 a.m. Police say a person in a Honda Accord driving westbound on Cecil B. Moore disregarded a red light and struck a Chevy Spark traveling southbound. The Chevy then collided with the Buick Enclave. Police say two people inside the Honda fled on foot after the crash. The driver of the Chevy died at the scene, and two people inside the Buick were transported to a nearby hospital with minor injuries. Police are searching for the people in the Honda. About 20 minutes later, three cars collided in the northwest section of Philadelphia at the intersection of 5th and Cheltenham Avenue. Investigators say a 54-year-old man traveling eastbound on Cheltenham in the Chevy Malibu went through a red light and struck a 34-year-old man in the Ford Taurus going northbound. The Taurus then collided with a Nissan Sentra driven by a 47-year-old man who was stopped at a red light on Cheltenham. All three people were transported to a nearby hospital for treatment. Thousands of people endured the extreme heat at the 35th annual Manayunk Arts Festival. KYW's Justin Noodle has more.
Alex Billman, a wildlife photographer at the Arts Festival, credits his wife with helping him stay safe in the heat.
If it wasn't for her, I would not have made it, because I didn't think about it. It was going to feel like 105 degrees both days.
Spillman says she made sure he had all of the essentials to avoid any heat-related illnesses for his upwards of 12-hour days in the sun.
I have a few fans. I have a cooling bag with a bunch of frozen water bottles, some towels to wrap around my head, around my neck.
He may be selling prints of his work, but he's giving out some free advice.
You have to come prepared. There was no way I would have gotten through this festival if I wasn't prepared.
He adds the heat has made things tougher in more ways than one for vendors.
But I definitely noticed a thinner crowd compared to previous years.
Officials say the heat emergency may be extended into Monday if necessary. While outreach workers check on people experiencing homelessness, the public health department urges folks to monitor children, pets, and elderly loved ones. That's the All-Local. I'm Winston Harris. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.